Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Listen up, everybody. So I got kind of a weird announcement.
And now...
Am I the only one that was super creeped out by that?
Genuine creep. Wonderful.
Perfect.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
Hey, I'm on Facebook.
How creepy is it?
Weird thing to say out loud.
But I'm a creep.
So, we have to help a woman out who listens to the show and determine how creepy this is. And this is an email I got over the weekend. I will read it verbatim. 32-year-old woman here who loves your show. Thank you very much. I have always wondered if I would ever have a creepy experience worth emailing about, and I finally do. I have been talking with a guy at work for a couple weeks. Very flirty. We've discussed going out on a date, etc. On Friday, we were talking about his apartment, and he said, I love what you did with the walkway landscaping at your place. I didn't really think about it till after the conversation, but he has never been to my place.
Right.
We have discussed where we both live, but he has never been to my place. Well, so how creepy is it?
You can't do a drive-by?
But why?
We already talked about going.
Why would you do a drive-by?
Find out see what she's all about. What if she's married? What if she's not married? What if she, you know?
The only acceptable reason for this.
Where you live says a lot about who you are.
The only acceptable reason for this, and it's because I suffer from it, is if he has social anxiety disorder and he wanted to check everything out before he picked her up for a possible date. Other than that, there's no excuse and it's weird.
You got to text in on this, ladies and guys. Scale of 1 to 10, how creepy is it? I guess, here's a 781 text that says mega creepy. I need to know scale of 1 to 10.
Everything's creepy now, is it?
You know,
we talk about it all the time. You can't try and be proactive.
What if she had it on her social medias? What if she had a picture of her house on Facebook or talked about how she was
Wouldn't
doing
that come to mind, though? Like, if she had posted a photo of the front of the house, she'd be like, oh, obviously he saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about they already talked about going on a date. He was with his buddies drinking at a bar pub down the road the night before, crashed his buddies, had to blow near your house, and thought, hey, I'll pop by, see if you were around, no car in the driveway. You go on your merry way. No? No harm, no foul?
Here's a 518 text that says, that's put the lotion in the basket, stalker creepy.
Well, maybe a little less than that. Oh, look, it's Francis from Ray Donovan in the hole.
Can't be a nice guy anymore. I know we talked about going on a date and stuff, so I'll just sit at home and shoot me a text when you're ready.
Here's a 21-year-old female. I always Google... Oh God, these text messages come in so fast. Could you back that up, please?
Yeah.
Something about when they're going to go on a date.
Yeah.
There it is. I'm 21. I always Google. Where is that, Danielle? It keeps disappearing.
Hold on, I'll get
it. I get so annoyed by the...
Do you want me to finish it for
no,
you?
No, it's...
I know where she's
going. When she's
going
to go on a date,
you
she
bet,
always...
Because you,
she...
Google it and then you find out everything about the guy that you're going out with.
Really?
Of course. Have you Google yourself?
I don't know. Here's a 508 text. It's creepy, and he's a dope for saying it. Should have kept his mouth shut. Oh, here's the 21-year-old female 978 text. I always Google map people's houses, but it's creepy to make that comment.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. So it was creepy that he screwed up and made the comment.
Oh, but it's okay for you to Google that guy. It's okay for her to Google maps his house.
You know what the best thing is about Google mapping Greg's house?
I love you, youngsters.
Monkey's out front, and they have the sensor bar over his face. And the Escalade is running.
Oh, Danielle.
That was the best, though. Just as a little side note, last time I bumped into you at the Cap Grill, and I had seen you were there with Drubs and Monkey and a few other people. And I left maybe 20 minutes later after you had come in, and I look up front, and I'm like, did he really tell them to keep his friggin' Escalade running? Why is it sitting out front running?
Was it running? I wouldn't tell them to keep it running.
I think even you were perplexed by that.
I was not. I did
not. Here's 20. There's 20 in it for you if you keep it close.
Well, listen, you got to tip the valets. That's very important.
Yeah. Right?
That's like having you have to have your own closet. You have to have your own walk-in closet. You got to have an island in the kitchen, and you got to tip the valets.
You tip them in and out, or just at the end?
I tip them in advance, and then you get the car left out front.
Right.
I mean, Lord knows you don't want to wait at the end of the night. Seriously. You want to get home and get to sleep. You got to work in the morning.
Exactly.
Let's see. What if she lives on a main road and he happens to drive that way to work?
Unlikely.
Again, you can't. I already said the sincere effort. He's somewhere near her house. She said they talked about their houses.
Yeah.
They've already talked about going on a date. So what if he was near her house, like a town away, and he has nothing going on for the rest of the day, and wants to fire up a date? Are you going to drive by over? Are you going to drive all the way home to make a phone call? Or is it creepier that he parks in front of the house and then makes a phone call? Well, he drove by. He knew where you told him where you lived, so he drove by and there was no car in the driveway.
Yeah.
Saw your landscaping.
This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck. What's up, Chuck? Chuck. All right. I don't think Chuck can hear
both
us.
Both windows open.
Or he's having a coronary or something. He's sitting outside the home of somebody that he wants to go on a date with. Let's see. If she was so creeped out, why did she tell him where she lived? Well, I assume in the course of conversation, they're discussing where they live. Missing the point here. 978 text. How did he know that she had done something different? Oh, that is even creepier, maybe. So this is how we're in the middle of how creepy is it. If you're just joining us, it is 8:01. Here at WAAF and WAAF HD1, Westboro, Boston, WKAF and WKAF HD1, Brockton, Boston, and a woman, how old was she? I don't even remember.
Hold on, I'll go back.
Yep, check it out.
32-year-old woman.
Oh, there's dip on it.
32-year-old woman who was kind of flirting with a guy at work. They were thinking about going out, and then in a conversation on Friday, he said he loved what she had done with the landscaping on her walkway, and she wants to know how creepy that is.
Shame on him for actually falling and having a crush on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the 857 text from a woman. The fact that he knew that she changed just a little landscaping meant that he has gone by more than once, and it makes it super creepy. Is that what you're saying, Danielle?
Texter.
You say it's super creepy, right?
Peeping Tom.
Sure. I mean, I'm not above it, but I'll own up to it that it's creepy.
I mean, if he comes out with that new blue lace bra that you were sporting the other day.
Ooh,
well,
hey.
Here's a 508 text. I looked up my boyfriend's house on Bing, and he's standing in the driveway drinking a beer,
awesome.
And I knew it was love at first sight.
Aww.
So maybe that's okay. My fiance's old roommate, this is a 508 text, would stalk the many guys that she would go on dates with, ranging from half of the Celtics and some NFL players, along with their wives or girlfriends.
Oh,
she had no problem doing the stalking or the home wrecking.
Hey, shoot me an email at waf.com.
She goes for current. Current professional athletes.
Maybe she needs a ride to Newport this weekend.
You're obsessed with Rhode Island today. You threw out Newport and Narragansett.
Rhode and Lynn, right on the ocean.
There you go.
We have our own private beach.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna take up wakeboarding.
Hello, Tom. Hey, Tom.
I'm going to take not creepy on this one, because what if they live in the same area?
Yeah.
And she just bought the house, and he's driven by the house before she bought it when it didn't look as good, and now it looks better after she bought it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just think, I don't know why you'd say that. I guess that's the kind of thing that comes out of your mouth, and then halfway through it, you're like, oh, but did I just say that?
Maybe it was an open for him, and he was hoping she would respond with, Why? How have you seen it? So they're like, well, I happened to be by your house when I was walking my dog. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Yeah. If I'm going on a date with you, I know more about you than your mother does by the time the date happens. So.
Yeah. I've had, here's a 774 text from a woman. How creepy is it? I've had a guy that I was talking to ask if he could come by my house to give me a hug. How creepy is that?
Now that's, yes. Just, that's creepy.
Just a hug.
Did you say yes or no? No, obviously, right?
That is how I met Duke, though, because he was doing work down the street from my house.
Let's see. I think that knowing the area that somebody lives in is different than knowing their specific house and updates that are made to it. Mm. That is what is creepy. It's a 10. Here's a 28-year-old female. I'm with LB. It's not weird. It's not creepy. Huh. And it's very interesting.
Well, I just know. I just know if a chick, I would get it if they had just met and said, "Hey, we got to go out sometime." But they've had we're talking multiple conversations.
Yeah, she said it was a few weeks.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So if I'm doing something in the town that she lives in, I'm probably gonna pop by her house.
Do people Google like everybody that they want to date?
And people Google everybody. Period.
Yeah,
I mean, you're too busy with all your businesses.
It's so easy now. Granted, not all of it's true, but the whole Wikipedia thing is just nuts. Yeah. You can find out. You know, with Lyndon Byers. I'm divorced twice. My address is on there. My name is Annie. My son.
Yeah,
you get that 5 minutes on the show.
I'm like a top 10 guy in the radio. gay web community.
You're a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a 508 text. Sure. Here's a 508 text that says, "Do you guys remember being in high school and driving by a girl's house that you liked?"
But
that was high school, though.
This is a guy in his 30s.
This is a grown man. Here's a 508 text. Sounds like she needs the attention. She sounds desperate and should welcome it.
What? Why? Because she landscaped her yard?
Yeah,
all right,
she wants it. You know she wants it.
Landscape now equals I want it.
Right.
Here's a 978 text that says, quote unquote, taken out of context.
Yes.
It was taken out of context.
You didn't know. You misunderstood what I meant.
It's super creepy. Here's an interesting take on it from a 617 texter. It's super creepy that he commented on the landscaping out of everything else that there is to comment on.
Well, maybe he thought it was innocuous.
Well, maybe he loves landscaping.
She might be a garden type where she... You know, right. One of those ladies that has like the crazy 37 different kinds of flowers in the front yard.
Maybe she has like 8 dogs in her backyard, and he's like, "Hey, I notice that you have a lot of animals at your house."
617 text, Greg. This is obviously a guy who does not know how to talk to a girl. He has no game. Who brings up that the landscaping and the walkway and
maybe he's awkward.
Maybe it's like, is landscaping your yard code? A texter wants to know. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we saying? Pretty creepy, I guess.
Yeah, I think
most
so.
People
fairly creepy. Yeah.
Most people say that it's very creepy. Mm-hmm. That is how creepy is it? If you want to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-931-1AAF, or you can text on the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. And the weather today, it's going to rain most of the day. May get sunny by this afternoon a little bit. Temperature is going to be in the mid-50s, and let's see, I'm waiting for Jack. Are you putting Jack on hold? Because I want to get the ill mail.
You're talking about Jack's landscaping.
And Jack has something regarding a drive-by and how, mm-hmm. I guess, how frequently people do drive-bys on mm-hmm. people that they haven't dated or that they just started dating. That to me, again, seems rather creepy. All right,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.